720 WGN. I'm Mark Carmen. He is Adam Hoag. Thanks for being along on a Saturday afternoon. Hopefully you're having a great weekend. The fifth annual Nazi Muhammad Foundation, the full court press against cancer. It's coming up this Friday, 7:30 in the evening till 1 in the morning, because Nazi just does it right. He doesn't stop at 11. He doesn't stop at midnight. We'll go 1 a.m. I was there last year. Just an incredibly cool event. Lots of fun things to do. And the former Chicago Bull, latest with the Oklahoma City Thunder, and has been in the NBA forever, joining us on WGN. Nazi, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Good to have you on, as per always. Five of these now for you. Are you going to play again this year, Nazi Muhammad?
I don't think so. I haven't totally decided, but I'm looking at other things to do as far as post basketball career. But I always try to stay in shape, and you never know, somebody call that I like. You know, I'm always willing to at least listen.
I mean, I saw you walking out of East Bank the other day. You looked in shape to me. I think you can do something still, right?
Oh yeah, I'm I enjoy working out, so I'm in good enough shape to get in basketball shape. There's a difference, but we'll just sit back and see. I'm not really looking to play, but I love the game and I'm always ready.
Well, what went into your decision to come back out of retirement and play with the Thunder this year?
It was just perfect situation. I had a great experience when I was in Oklahoma City the last time. We made it to the finals and lost to Miami. Me and Sam Presti, we have a great relationship. I have Kevin Durant was my good friend. Nick Collison's a good friend. Russell, Serge, it was just, I knew that we were going to compete for a championship. It was just everything lined up and met the criteria that I wanted in order to attempt, try to come back.
So, okay, let's talk about Kevin Durant, who, I back in the day, I was working in Austin, Texas when he was a freshman at UT, and I've known him since he's been in the league, at least a little bit from a media standpoint, and I've always really enjoyed him. And everybody's got a right to make their own decision, but I got to be honest, I guess I'm like a lot of people that was just disappointed that he left Oklahoma City, because I loved watching him and Russ play together, and I thought that they had a great chance to win it all. Did it surprise you, Nazi, that he left for one, and what do you think went into the decision?
I mean, honestly, nothing surprises me with in sports. So being around for 18 years, not a whole lot surprises me, especially, guys choosing to play otherwhere or teams choosing not to bring guys back. It was a little disappointment at the beginning just because I know how much he loved Oklahoma City. I know how much the fans loved him, how well the organization treated him and his family. But at the same time, me being a basketball player and me being around and seeing all the different things that happen in sports, he deserves the right to choose to go play where he wants to play. It's definitely going to hurt the team. And it's the fans were just, just really – I can't even put the words together as far as how they felt about it, but at the same time, it was crushed.
Yeah.
At the same time, that's Kevin. Kevin, he didn't do it and choose that decision lightly. He put a lot of time into it. I've talked to him. I saw him yesterday. I mean, I've talked to him a couple of times since, and, he's going to really miss it. And, he's chosen to go to Golden State, and that's what he has to go out there and try and win the championship and make the best of it.
How fun was that series this year against Golden State? Because, man, we had a lot of fun watching it all the way to the end.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was fun when we were winning. It's not fun now. Now it's, it still hurts. It still hurts knowing, we were so close to making it back to the finals and having a chance at the championship. But, as far as from watching, being involved with it, that's one of the great series, just with two great teams with great young superstars kind of going at each other. That was better than some finals have been.
Nazi Muhammad, the former Chicago Bull, with us here on 720 WGN. He's got the fifth annual Nazi Muhammad Foundation, the full court press against cancer casino night this Friday, August the 5th. If you want to get involved, differentshadesofpink.org is a website. You can also go to nazimuhammad.com. Just one more on KD, Nazis, just so I understand. I mean, the way I was looking at it, you know, from Kevin's standpoint, he's got a chance to win a championship in Oklahoma City, but he's got a chance to win multiple, you know, for however long in Golden State. Less pressure, a better city to live in, most people would say. And, you know, and he's going to make the same money. So, I mean, most, if you ask somebody, hey, well, you're going to make the same money, but I'm going to give you less pressure, and you're going to probably, your work is going to be a little bit easier, and you get to live in a better city, most regular people are going to sign up for that. I mean, that's kind of how I thought he looked at it. But then when you heard stuff that he didn't get along, that there was something to do with Russell as well, that they weren't great together, which you would know that obviously a little bit, a lot more than we do. I mean, what do you think was the main decision on why he left?
I mean, I think I don't. First off, I don't think him and Russell's relationship had anything to do with him leaving. I mean, those guys have played with each other the last 8 years. You know, they were friends. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say they were best friends, but they're friends, and they're definitely great coworkers. But as far as what went into the decision, I mean, I've talked to him, and I know some of what went into the decision, and I've actually given this more thought than probably I've needed to, considering that you know, it doesn't directly affect me, but I look at it a little bit deeper than just the things that you just stated. I look at it also as you got to realize Kevin has been, he's been in Oklahoma City since he was about 19, 20 years old. And, you know, when you're that age, he came in as a kid. And when you've been in one situation for a long time, this is just my speculation.
Right.
When you've been in one situation for a long time, it's natural to wonder how it would be other mm-hmm. places. And I think this opportunity, he's paid his dues in Oklahoma City. I mean, been to the Western Conference Finals 4 out of the last 6 years. I think he was just, you know, ready for a change, and he liked what Golden State presented. And it also, you know, the other criteria as far as him, like you said, being able to compete for a championship, being able to compete for multiple championships. You know, I think what hurts the average fan is a lot of people had Oklahoma City to possibly come out of the West next year. So, but I don't think that was something he looked at when making that decision as far as coming out of the West next year with the team. He just wanted to go to the place that he really, you know, wanted to go to.
Nazi, he wasn't the only one that moved cities and surprised a lot of people. Right here in Chicago, Dwayne Wade made a big-time move leaving Miami. You know, a fellow Chicago guy like yourself making the move back here. What was your reaction when you heard about that news?
I was surprised. I actually was surprised. That surprised me almost more so than Kevin leaving Oklahoma City. The reason I'm surprised is, I mean, I just got so used to Dwayne kind of sacrificing and winning championships and doing whatever it took to kind of stay in Miami. I just figured he was going to do whatever it took again to stay there. But the allure of coming home and playing for your hometown is something that's just kind of hard to turn down. You know, I've experienced it. So I know, you know, kind of how, I mean, our situations are different, but I know the feeling he had about wanting to play home for, you know, the team you grew up watching.
Fair enough. Hey, Nazi, can that work? You got one basketball, you got Jimmy, you got Dwayne, you got Rondo, and, you know, from my standpoint, you've got Fred coaching him, who probably likes to be a little more hands-off, or definitely likes to be more hands-off than Tibbs would be. I think Tibbs would be kind of driving that bus, and maybe that would help him, maybe it wouldn't. I don't know. Do you think that this can work? Can they be a playoff team, middle of the pack Eastern Conference?
Of course it can work. I mean, I look at it like when Steve Kerr took over Golden State. You got Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Steph Curry, Andre Iguodala, Harrison Barnes. People were wondering, can that work? I mean, they won a championship, made it back to the finals. I mean, I'm not comparing those group of guys to each other, but I'm just saying you just never know how a team is going to gel as far as in a locker room or how they're going to feel about playing with each other. So until we all sit back and see that, that's when we'll really know if it's going to work or not. But as far as can it work, it definitely can work.
Does Dwayne Wade change that locker room in your mind? Because, I mean, I feel like he walks in there, multiple championships. You kind of got to follow his lead, even though everyone's saying it's Jimmy's team. But, I mean, this is a different dude to have in your locker room out of nowhere.
Oh, definitely. I mean, his resume speaks for itself. The young guys, especially having a young team, and I just read this yesterday with 10 guys under 3 years of NBA experience.
Yeah, guards pumping that.
Yeah, especially having such a young team, you need a guy like a Dwayne Wade who can really tell the guys what it takes to win. He's telling guys what it takes to win from experience, who can show them what it takes to prepare and keep your body right and be ready to play an 82-game season night in, night out, and play a lot of minutes. I mean, Dwayne is going to be able to teach Jimmy how to be a leader and be a better leader. Jimmy has a high amount of respect for Dwayne because they both went to Marquette. So I think all the things that he brings is going to be real valuable to that locker room.
Nazi, you played for Tom Thibodeau. I'm fascinated by him going up to Minnesota and kind of running the show here with a very young team that has a ton of young talent on that roster. How do you think that's going to go?
I expect it to go well. He did a great job with hiring someone to pretty much handle, you know, a general manager from who's with San Antonio to kind of handle the day-to-day. I mean, there's been no doubt about the type of coach that Tom is. I mean, he's one of the hardest working coaches in NBA history as far as his preparation for game by game. But, you know, and then he has some very good young talent. Wiggins, Carl Anthony Towns, Levine, Gorgie Jang. They actually started to finish the season out pretty strong last year, you know, upsetting some teams. So I expect them to do well. Great coach, you know, great players. I think that, you know, they have a shot at, you know, getting into the playoffs just because no one prepares for game to game better than Tom. But at the same time, you know, they're in a tough conference out there in the West.
Do guys, Nazi, I mean, Tom was up all the time, almost at half court and calling plays. Do guys want that? Do they want that type of structure in general? Or is it, you know, hey, I'm in the NBA. Let me play my game.
Oh, it's a mixture. I mean, you can't sum up all guys. Some guys need structure. Some guys, it's all about what they experience coming through the high school and college ranks. I've always been a guy who likes structure. I like to know when I'm right, when I'm wrong. I like to know what we're doing. And there's a lot of other guys like that. There's guys who need structure who may not think they want structure. So, but I think this time off he's probably learned a lot because he was visiting a lot of teams. So he's probably got the opportunity to see, you know, what he needs to do and what he needs to change. So we all will be sitting back watching.
Nazi Muhammad here on 720 WGN. It's the fifth annual NMF fundraiser, Full Court Press Against Cancer, benefiting Different Shades of Pink and the Nazi Muhammad Foundation. This Friday, August 5th, you can get information at www.differentshadesofpink.org and www.nazirmuhammad.com.
Nazi, tell us about how the foundation came to be and what you guys are all about for people that don't know.
It came to be because I've always supported different organizations, but I've just kind of did it through just my personal self. And when I was coming back to Chicago, I decided I wanted to do something for my high school. And we had a fundraising that went well, and we did a lot of academic areas, and we raised some money for the, you know, athletic teams. But I wanted to keep going. And instead of just choosing one cause, I've always wanted to change it up every year because there's so many different causes that touch me at different points of my life. So every year I kind of reexamine and I kind of try to find a cause that is touching me that year. One year we did after school programs because it was an integral part of my life coming up. Another year we did diabetes, and last year we did All In for Autism. We donated to the Turning Point Autism Foundation and Easter Seals. And this year I have four people, you know, in my life who were all diagnosed with cancer around the same time. So it told me, the message was, I knew that I had to do something for cancer and support organizations that, you know, are on the front lines helping people battle cancer.
That's awesome, and it's great that you're doing it right here in Chicago, Nazi. Hey, before you get on out of here, let's just talk real quick about Derek and Joakim both leaving the Bulls and playing for the Knicks. Maybe I'm a romantic guy here, Nazi. I just kind of think that both those guys should have been in a Bulls uniform their entire career. You think the Bulls made a mistake in trading Derek?
That's something that we're all going to have to sit back and watch to see. I definitely would love to see Derek finish his career here. I mean, he's a friend of mine and, ex-teammate. He's a great guy. He's a hard worker. And it's kind of sad to see, so many people question his skill level because of injury. Can he get back to that level? At the same time, Joakim was the heart and soul of the team since I've been here. And, his dedication to the community, dedication to the team has just been something I haven't seen on all the teams I've played with. But this is the NBA. I mean, trades happen. Sometimes change of scenery is good. I think Derek will do good in New York. I think Joakim is getting the chance to go home. I mean, he's always been a Nick at heart, even though he's like laid it on the line, for the Bulls his whole career. So, it's sad to see those guys go, but they have a chance to do something new. And Garz did a great job of putting together kind of what he doesn't call it the rebuild; he calls it retool.
Right.
The Bulls and them something that's going to be competitive with a hometown star. So. I'm just going to sit back and wait and watch as a fan.
Sounds like you might think that it could be good for Derek, a change of scenery.
It definitely can be. It's hard playing at home. And I can't speak on him, but I can only imagine how hard it is to be a superstar playing at home. So I think the change of scenery, I think he'll have a little bit less pressure. As far as, just from the day-to-day things of being at home, family, friends, having the weight of, trying to be the face of the franchise in the city that you grew up in. So I think it'd be good for him in the long run.
Fifth annual NMF fundraiser, full court press against cancer, the Nazi Muhammad Foundation, differentshadesofpink.org. NaziMuhammad.com. Are you going to be, Nazi, as we let you go here, and we appreciate the ample amount of time you just gave us, I got vision of you being a head coach someday, Nazi, prowling that sideline. What do you think?
Your vision is wrong.
Really?
I have no desire to be a coach right now. I've heard other guys say that and wind up coaching. So you never know what the future may hold, but my eyes are set more on being the general manager of a team one day and running my own team. Coaching is very, very time consuming. And with young kids, I want to be able to kind of watch my kids play and play sports and things like that. So I don't see myself going into that right now.
How old are your kids?
13, 10, and 7.
Oh, boy.
My girls are 13 and 7, and my boy is 10.
Anybody got WNBA/NBA talent? What we got?
So my oldest, she plays volleyball, and she's pretty good, and she loves it. My youngest, she's only 7, so she plays everything. She's trying to, from soccer and basketball, but she's our best athlete. She's just an athletic kid. And my son, he loves soccer and basketball, and he's pretty good at both.
All right. Nazi, they're telling me I have to let you go, so I love talking to you. Sorry.
Right. Sorry.
Hey, good luck. Good luck with casino night. Hope it goes great.
All right, thanks. And you guys are definitely invited. We can talk and take care of everything.
Great.
Thanks, Nazi.
Appreciate it.